Welcome back to the 10 Awesome Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am joined once again with Nick and Randy. Why am I sideways? Oh my God.
I don't know.
Let me fix that.
What did you do?
Are we going to resync or re?
No, you're going to leave that in.
We're good. All right. Hey!
How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I really hope that's going to be easy to edit. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome back to summer.
I'm feeling good.
I like your shirt. I just wore that shirt yesterday.
I'm excited.
Wow. Yeah. You guys, like, live close to each other? How did you wear the same shirt, Randy?
Very close.
Did you not get that shirt?
I didn't. I got the AirPods.
That's right. That's right.
I got the AirPods.
I love the schematic of that design.
For audio
I don't know if
listeners,
they...
Drew is wearing his Apple Watch exposed shirt.
Limited edition.
From the Apple campus, not Apple Park.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That was before Apple Park was open. Mm. Hey, speaking of Apple Park, do you think, this is a genuine thought of mine I've had for a good moment. Do you guys think they'll ever do some type of bigger reveal or tour of the inside of what it looks like from like Craig's office or something, or collaboration centers and stuff like that? Not the same, you know, shot. And maybe we've been seeing different parts and we don't know because it all looks the same. But I just always wondered if they were ever going to do like a MTV Cribs. Hey, come on in. Take a look at my place and give you like a
tour. I could totally
tour.
See. I would love to see Craig giving a tour.
Not even for Apple TV Plus?
Actually, all right, hold on. So I just canceled Apple TV Plus for any of y'all who
Me too.
You know.
I'm done.
Woo. I have not.
I'm done with Apple.
Oh, no. Randy, you haven't canceled? Oh, no.
I don't get billed until the 7th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sweet.
Well, that's good. Go,
you
go
had a few
cancel
days.
That then.
Yeah, I got my email yesterday.
It was fun while it was lasted.
Honestly,
it wasn't real fun.
Randy, that's the only show that would coax me back to Apple TV Plus for like 1 month. I would like wait for all of the episodes to come out, and then I'd do 1 month and binge it.
I was teasing you guys. I was segueing to the Apple TV subscription so we could talk about that. But I was going to ask my tease. I was trying to make it feel organic. I was trying to be like, would you guys watch
it
on Apple TV?
Because
now we're talking about it. Yeah, not our style. Hey, anyway, changing subjects, but... I've told you guys before, you know, we've been saying it for a long time. I would love to see an Apple documentary about Apple on Apple TV Plus where it belongs.
That's what Disney does.
Yeah, Disney Imagineering.
So it's like they listen to us.
Disney Plus has a bunch of shows that are just ads for Disney.
Quite literally.
That people watch. The Disney Weddings.
Have you seen that one? No.
Disney.
There's
I
a whole
the
show.
One.
There's a whole show on Disney Plus just about the resort where people get married on Disneyland property, and it's just ads. It's hour-long ads that people intentionally and consensually watch. I've seen it firsthand. We were at a friend's house, and they were just like, "Have you guys seen this show?" And I was like, "This is an ad. This is an ad." Also, I'm married, so I couldn't care less about wedding day.
My part's done.
I'm done with that, and I didn't care much for the wedding process, so don't want to.
You know, maybe
do
you
that
should have had your
Disney,
wedding at Disney, Drew. It wouldn't have been.
Take
on
this
fire.
In for a minute. Disney has a subscription service that allows you to watch a show about how you can use their services and pay them more money. Because those
genius.
Disney weddings are not cheap. And they're making their fans pay to watch those ads.
Just the stonks meme is all my response to that. Is just the stonks meme.
They must have hired Ryan Reynolds to do the ad. Because I go out my way to watch those ads every time.
I know. Speaking of Ryan Reynolds ads.
Speaking of Ryan Reynolds ads. Have you paid thousands of dollars through to Mint Mobile today?
Unfortunately, that offer was only available to non-Mint Mobile customers, so I couldn't do it.
Sadness.
It was
and
a one day only. It's gone.
Yep.
But I thought it was fascinating. I was trying to talk my father-in-law into it because he just got into the U.S. and Australia went on lockdown 3 hours before he left.
Oh wow!
And
what?
So he can't go back to Australia if
so
he wanted to.
He's stuck there for 10 years.
Well, he has a house in Florida that he plans on living at, but for the. It was a one-way ticket, basically. He's not going back to Australia indefinitely.
Wow.
So he needs an American SIM, an American phone plan. And I was like, hey, you should try 25 years. And he said, I'm not going to live that long.
I haven't lived that long.
I haven't either.
Oh, my God, guys. Oh.
Randy, what's 25 years like? I don't know.
A midlife crisis could be a thing, but quarter-life crisis could be a thing, but not for you guys. You guys have done more leading up to your first quarter century than most people have done in most of their workforce career. So I don't think you'll have that problem. Yeah. Honestly,
we haven't done that much, honestly. We've talked to cameras for years, basically. That's most of our job.
You're an investor. You have property. You have a successful career. You're a business owner. You are married.
But what about me?
I was going to say, I don't know. All five of those things only apply to Drew here, Randy.
I was talking about myself.
He's talking to himself. Anyway.
And Nick, you're about to become a nomad.
I thought that was really interesting. Oh, yeah. Nick's
about to become
Yay. He's a hobo. If you're a voluntarily homeless, it's called a hobo. That's different.
Is that what it is?
No hobo.
There's a lot of pride in that term.
It's called van lifing, guys. Come on.
Call that. Put it in your Twitter bio.
No hobo.
Armchair hobo.
No hobo.
Yeah. What did you think of the 25-year offer?
So I wake up in the morning. First thing I do is I check my phone, right? The first thing I do.
The day.
And the first thing that I checked was YouTube that morning for some reason. And at the top of YouTube was Ryan Reynolds' ad. And that was the first thing I watched. I was almost asleep when I clicked on the video. And okay. I was very confused.
He has notifications on for Ryan Reynolds.
I do, actually. So I was like sitting there. It's too early. And I was like, wow, 25 years. What? I had to rewatch it after I woke up. But yeah, that's what I thought about it.
So you don't have a thought. That's
confusion.
What you're saying?
Nope,
that's pretty much it. I was confused.
Okay, confused. I felt like it is a very interesting concept that if people don't really need you want to prorate and buy your thing in bulk for 4 gigs a month, then okay. But this was a social experiment. Not social, maybe that's not the word. But this was definitely a business experiment.
No, I think it is a social experiment.
You think social as well?
That.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's. Services, Apple TV Plus or iCloud or whatever, are all trying to not get you to think about total cost.
Right.
And these rare types of opportunities or offers that businesses do are intentionally trying to make you think about the total cost, mm-hmm. which is rare, which is always why it fascinates me, because it forces people to do math. And most of the time, businesses don't want you to do the math. They don't want you to think about how much it costs.
$600 a month. For the next year, for your Pro Display Extender.
Verizon,
Verizon
is around $600 a year.
I was paying $300
a month.
I like the Mint Mobile's approach to that because, you know, we've talked about. I'm a guy who likes to buy things outright. I don't want to know monthly installment.
Me too.
I even buy my insurances, my 6 month premiums outright. I just get it over with. I hate installments.
I pay my electric bill outright. We do a year at a time.
Oh, really? Wow.
How does that work?
Because there's a convenience fee every time you pay with a credit card. So if you pay monthly, you get that $1.75 fee every month. But if you pay for like a year's worth of electricity all at once, then your electric bill is like, they'll take your money. This is PG&E. Oh, they don't care. You know,
they'll frame
you for murder. they
have.
PG&E is going to take their money. Yeah, they've literally. No. But if you pay more
allegedly.
Than you owe, they're like, okay, your balance is zero at the beginning of the year. We're just like, okay, this isn't what it was, but $1,000.
Yeah.
So now you don't have an electric bill until you've used up that $1,000 and you only had to pay that convenience fee one time. Plus, I get a huge cash back from that one-time payment. So, Anyway, on the subject of paying for things outright, I love the idea of just not having a phone bill for 25 years. Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing.
The idea of it's, I feel it's better budgeting. I feel like it's better.
Almost.
It also puts things into context for people who want to buy things and like, I don't know, can you afford this amount of money up front? If you can't pay for something outright, you shouldn't put it on a credit card or take out a loan or whatever the case may be.
I agree.
So it's a cool thought exercise. Yeah. I agree. I don't adopt the Dave Ramsey approach. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I don't know if Dave Ramsey even is like, don't get a mortgage on a house you can't pay for outright. That doesn't sound right.
Dave Ramsey. No, I'm saying in the sense of like, wait, say that again.
I agree with the credit card thing. You said like, don't put something on a credit card that you couldn't afford to pay for outright. I agree with that. I'm saying the house is an exception because most people can't afford to pay for a house outright, but they get a mortgage on, but it goes up over time. So it's
allegedly.
Allegedly, how's that?
Just
van
have a
life?
Few hundred years of data to go off.
Allegedly, allegedly, a few hundred years.
Allegedly,
I think, just to conclude on our mint thing here. This is not the end. I'm gonna finish my thought. This is not the end. We're gonna see something like that happen again.
Yeah.
Like they'll do something.
Are you saying this will be another? This will happen again.
They might call it something different. It might have different terms. You saw. I'm assuming you saw Ryan's tweet about it, saying that it's like, oh, the finance department's actually agitated about this because we were expecting like four people and they had over 100 people sign up, and that's
really. I didn't see that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
gonna look
yeah,
it
yeah.
Up
he,
now.
He talked. He's like, okay, so finance department or something like that is mad at me because more people did this than we anticipated it. So that's a thing, and. But it also, it's a success. That means it was a success. And
they got some free advertising.
They got free advertisement. So I
think. That's so cool. Ryan pulled an Elon. He's like, 200,000 reservations already. You know, 124 new members.
Yep.
Wow.
So I think we'll see it again.
Let's do some math.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Do it. 124. How much money did they just make?
2,500. $310,000 yesterday.
We will see this happen again, I promise.
Do you think it'll be 25 years or will they go a little lower?
I think they'll go lower. I think they'll try to bring in more people with a lower cost. And like, hey, what can we get for 1,500 or solid, like round to 2,000, something like that. Like they'll shave off $1,000.
Another idea is to do one that's more than 4 gigs a month.
Yes.
What would 25 years of unlimited data
That would be? Get my business.
That would.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't do it. Because I was like,
it was just the data.
I look at even now how I operate here now, even though I'm on Wi-Fi and stuff like that, the times where I am out in town still, I still run through data quite aggressively. Especially with the hi-fi thing that's happening on Apple Music. I do that.
Oh, yeah.
Randy's like streaming gigabytes of music at a time.
I have brought these because these AirPods Pro, no wireless headphone gives us the lossless that we want. Because
they don't have AirPlay.
Because they don't have AirPlay.
Funny how that works.
But these headphones do. So I brought this. I took this with me, and I got the lightning to headphone jack, which was funny to me. But I was walking around, and I was listening to, like, all right, let's see if I can hear things. And it's amazing. I'm happy to hear that technology has matured that way. It's so cool. It's really cool. And
good.
I hope future tech products, which they will. I know they will. It'll be something else, if not Bluetooth, that will make the data transfer or the wireless connection be that much more efficient that it can support high information or high data like that. And we can not experience a loss or a compression. And people will appreciate it with not really understanding why. We like things that are above 720. But we didn't know why at first, even though they were both at the time HD. But as we got more knowledgeable in the video realm with smartphones and just YouTube playback and stuff like that, we realize, oh, maybe watching things on cable TV isn't the clearest picture or something like that. People just appreciate it more. Well, I think we'll see that in audio.
So back to Ryan Reynolds. nice transition there, Randy, but I wasn't done yet. You guys are saying, will they ever do this again? I think they might, but what really stopped me from looking at this more seriously was, like, I don't really know if Mint Mobile's going to be a company in 25 years. Like, I'm sorry, but technology moves way too fast for me to
There's a bunch of stuff we don't know.
Exactly. Like, who knows if we'll be using smartphones in 25 years? And
we could all be dead.
Oh, okay, fine.
Drew's father-in-law Fair. Certainly seems this way.
So I would have been super interested in like a maybe 3 to 5 year unlimited plan. But then again, I'm not in a good mobile with an area with T-Mobile. What I will say though, you really can't beat $5 a month unlimited everything on Visible. So that's what I've been paying for the past
segue.
Few months. So anyway,
no, I'm not done talking about it, Nick. I don't want to talk about Visible.
We don't have to talk about Visible, but I'm just saying, I've been quite happy with my current setup. So anyway,
I think there must have been a certain amount of time, because I think the magic number Mint was trying to hit was $100 a year. Mm-hmm. They were like, how can we advertise a plan that cheap? And the main reason they're able to sell data plans so cheap right now is because they rely a lot on wholesale. Yeah, so, like, the only way to get $15 a month with Mint is if you pay for a year at a time, which is already why I like them, because I like paying for things annually, or even better than annually if possible. So to see them go to 25 year, quarter century plans, that's what made me go, whoa. So if they can secure that amount of revenue from you up front, they're willing to lower their prices even further, which means if the timeline was shorter, the price would probably be higher per month. But if you are on a carrier that you were comfortable with and you felt like you had faith that they were going to be around and that the deal was going to offer what you needed, I'm curious what their unlimited... I was wondering what it would be, but the fact that they got 124 people to settle with 4 gigs of data makes me wonder how many people they could get if you offered unlimited or even just 15 gigs or something like that.
Right.
Because that's a long time. And
in the technology world, like, let's rewind the clock 25 years. The year 96. Was 1996. AOL was the hottest ISP. Windows 95 was a year old. Compaq was the biggest PC manufacturer. Macintoshes had big gray boxes that were ugly. Steve Jobs wasn't back at Apple yet. Like, lots of things happened 25 years ago.
I was playing Ocarina of Time on the latest console, the Nintendo 64.
I wasn't around for another 3 years.
Playing GoldenEye, the staple, the holy grail of first-person shooter, GoldenEye.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like technology changes so much. And I will say, though, it is kind of staring down the barrel of some serious inflation. I'm like, maybe that would be a good idea to lock in your cell bill for the next 25 years. And then, you know, you only have to pay so much now. And then in the future, when all this stuff skyrockets, you know, you're safe.
Right. And that stretches out to what they're offering is around $8 a month for 25 years.
Yeah.
But it's $8 of today's $8.
Yep.
Whereas $8 20 years from now is probably not going to get you anywhere close to that cheap. And like a lot of people were saying, 4 gigs of data will be useless by then.
I'm imagining they're going to up it to unlimited and 10 years or whatever. They'll be like, all right, so we're getting rid of our 4 gig plan or whatever. You know, our base plan in 5 years or whatever is now unlimited. And, you know, we only have one plan or whatever. I could see them upgrading that. AT&T did that. If you got like the very first iPhone and you got like their unlimited plan with AT&T, like there's a lot of grandfathering, but like it got better over time. Like they got LTE, they got 5G, they stopped it with 5G, huh? But they got 3G and LTE. But anyway, it got better. Go ahead, Randy.
So I did a quick math, and I'll put another thing into context for you. first I was gonna be like, well, the downside about 25 years from now is talking about how everything changed with technology. Mm-hmm. We were in dial up back then. Yep. Now we also use more data, and maybe 4 gigs is gonna be like 16 gigs of storage on 8 gigs of storage on a phone today, where it's like, oh, this might be bad. But then I was like, okay, so then if people were still going to do it and they pay this money up front, $2,500, what is this equate to? I just did some short math here. For this number right here, this is 3 years. Audio is 28, over almost $2,900 is 3 years of a single plan. And I did by single plan because that's how Mint Mobile operates. It's an $80 single plan that you would have unlimited data, where depending on the carrier, you're still going to get capped after like 20 gigs or so. So the gig size is a bit off. But I was a person like this who was paying $80 a month with AT&T back in the day before I moved over to T-Mobile, and they made more than this off of me within the first 3 years as is. So you are paying this amount of money regardless if people are doing unlimited or they're very heavy into the phone. So $2,500 for $300 cheaper, and you get it for so much longer. It is something I would consider doing if they had a higher gig offering. Four gigs would be too small, but doing those numbers right now and just seeing how much I pay for T-Mobile on my family plan is effectively about $50 a month for me. The magic number to beat is $50, but I would times that by the year and do it based off of annual payments.
So
that'd be the number to beat, and if it's pretty darn close, it's something I would consider. $600 a year. Mm. Yeah. If I can save, if I pay less than $600 a year for my portion of things, and I'm on T-Mobile anyway right now, so going to Mint Mobile is the same carrier, mm-hmm. It would work. I guarantee that we will see this happen again. I'm sure of it.
But,
it was so successful.
I guess my big hesitation, though, is like 25 years ago, I don't know what the standard modem dial-up speed was, but like, I'm sure a megabit of data was like, people are like, oh my gosh, you have a whole megabit of data for the month, or I don't know, maybe 20 megabits of data or something. I don't know what the measurement was back then.
I don't think there was data.
Did they not have data? Well, AOL had like
time. It
was time.
Just calls,
like, you,
and
you paid
SMS.
By the minute. No, you paid by the minute. I'm not talking about mobile. There was no mobile back in the time. I mean, they didn't have SMS back in
barely,
90, 96. But like for AOL, just dial-up internet,
just
like it was
ones.
By the minute, I think. And anyway, like our whole like concept of computers have changed so much night and day. And I feel like locking in for another 25 years is kind of a big risk. But if it fits what your current needs are, it was a great deal. But it's gone, so I don't know why we're talking about it.
Because they'll come back.
I think we're talking about it because we think it'll happen again. And it's also a fascinating business tactic that's very rare in the services game. Like, that's why I'd be, like I've said before, I'd be super interested in Netflix if they had a lifetime pass. Even if it was $5,000-$6,000, because at least I would know I have it for life. It's not an infinite expense it is right now. That's why I don't pay for it, is because every month I'd have it would cost more. But the reason you probably shouldn't is obviously because if you were to invest that money into just general stock market, the profits would easily cover the expense of the service. Pretty much same thing with Mint Mobile, but I think they're assuming you won't count on that. So, like, you save $80 a year if the 4-gig plan is enough for you, but if you were to invest $2,000 now and just let that grow in interest over 25 years, the profits would be much more than $80 a year. Most likely.
Yeah.
Another risk we don't know about, but it's just interesting. I just want to see more businesses offer that and see which ones you can justify and how much you'd save and which businesses people think would be around 25 years from now. Just saying my next phone bill is 2046. That's weird. That's so, that'd be so cool if you could say that, and 120 people can now. Mm-hmm. And the other question is, like, is data linear like that? You know, yeah. Bill Gates was famous for saying, like, oh, no one would need more than 80 kilobytes of space, or, you know, and it's all gotten way bigger. But is the resolution of videos and the quality of videos going to jump another monumental amount in the next 25 years, or is it going to kind of level off? And we've also seen a huge emphasis with in video codecs and H.265 and HEVC with trying to make data smaller. Is 4 gigs going to be usable in 25 years? Maybe. If there's not, you know, if we had phones hit 1440p and 4K and no one cared, so they went back down to 1080p and even sub 1080p, and those were the best selling phones and people were fine with them, and now, you know, YouTube still limits their thumbnail size to 2 megabytes.
Yep.
They won't budge on that.
The most annoying thing ever.
Your but they do it because 2.1 megabytes.
Yeah, that's too big. They do it because they want, even if your speeds are somewhat low, to be able to render those thumbnails and be able to watch a video. That's why they have the 480p option and the 360p option for people that don't have the bandwidth for it. So I like thinking about the future, especially the deep future, imagining how much will change and also how much won't change. That's why I was always fascinated by the second Back to the Future movie, because of how much things were right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And I just... that's why I'm so into tech, is thinking about long-term, like, this, we thought 4 gigs would be enough in 2046, oh my god, or...
suckers.
It works, or there's going to be some grandma or some kid still on Mint Mobile 25 years from now, like, yep, works for me.
My fear is that we will have Wi-Fi literally everywhere, where it kind of renders cellular connectivity obsolete.
No, Randy. Be 5G.
It wouldn't be Wi-Fi then.
Be 5G, right? Randy.
Sorry, 5G.
Kind of blurs the definitions of cellular at that point, if Wi-Fi was everywhere.
I mean...
they work on different wavelengths, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Completely different wavelengths.
So, what would you call that?
I don't know. I mean
there's talk with Starlink having global coverage.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about that.
I was talking more like... I went to Santa Monica, and the whole city of Santa Monica had city Wi-Fi. That anywhere I went, I was just connected.
Major cities, that
yeah,
makes
but
sense,
now
but
imagine that on a macro scale. Every county has their county Wi-Fi. Big Brother's watching you at all times.
There's a bunch of space in between. There's like a ton of room in between cities, especially on big drives.
In 2021.
You think it's just going to be the Coruscant planet by 2046? It's just pure city across every surface of
it
the planet.
It's 25 years in the future, so.
Hey, man.
I doubt it. How many people will be on Earth by then?
Enough to have people on Mars.
Yeah, I'll be on Mars at that point. I doubt it.
We have all kinds of fish control, but there's no people control. And people are going to keep having babies before they should. And...
there'll be another
outbreak.
There's going
to be more cars on the road. We're going to have to dig tunnels to make room. Well, we talked about a long time ago, Nick, I don't know if it was on a podcast or not, but didn't we talk about the idea of miniaturizing the Starlink terminal so that it could be accessed by a smartphone?
Yeah. Current technology.
Could that be done in 25 years?
Probably in 25 years, though, yeah. So
that'd be fascinating.
What Starlink is using right now is like literally groundbreaking, like military tech right now. It's some highly advanced phased array antennas that most of the time when space companies launch hardware, like it's such a big project and it takes 10 years to, you know, design a satellite and get it configured and built and tested and then launched. And by the time it gets up there, a lot of times the satellites that are going up today have tech from 10 years ago, like 10-year-old computing components. And that's across the entire industry. But with Starlink, they are using extremely advanced technology that is more advanced than today's consumer tech on these Starlink things. So I would say if there's any company to have, you know, phone-based satellite internet, I think it, or smartphone, I guess there's tons of satellite phones out there. But, you know, actual usable, what we think of as LTE, but replaced with actual satellites. It would be SpaceX and Starlink, but I'm not sure how well that would work under tunnels and stuff. Because even if you are a SiriusXM subscriber or whatever, and you have like satellite radio, As soon as you go under a tunnel or between like big buildings or whatever, it's terrible. And it's pretty much line of sight just like 5G. So,
yeah.
I think we'll have something different. Like dial up is no longer, that was the thing back then. 25 years ago, 25 years from now, we'll probably have some new technology.
6G.
That,
no. Could you imagine them lining all the tunnels and bridges and stuff with cellular antennas, and then everything that's not a bridge or a tunnel is covered by Starlink in
that's
the future?
That's crazy.
So, well, like,
that'd be cool.
There's just not a surface of the planet without internet.
No. But this is how you're going. You're driving down the highway. Like, oh, yeah, great conversation. And, oh, hold on, I'm going through a tunnel. We skipped down to the lower 16 kilohertz sample
now
rate.
It's only
audio.
16-bit, yeah.
Yeah, 16-bit audio.
Hey, sorry, I'm about to get off of losses for a second, and then it turns into what it looks like when Palpatine is giving orders. Yeah. Like,
you lose your spatial audio in the tunnel.
Yeah.
It goes back to stereo.
Yeah.
But then when you're out of the tunnel, it's back to spatial audio.
Which kind of makes it sound like this again, and you're like, oh, I can't really hear you. Hang on 1 second. All right, I'm back. All right, hey, what's going on?
I hope my biggest fear here is that Mint isn't doing this because they're running out of cash and they needed money quickly. Do you think that's the case?
No.
That's a fear of mine.
No.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I say no because...
You don't even have to explain why. Go ahead.
Ryan Reynolds sold Aviation Gin to a parent company, and that was for distribution.
You're not making a good case here, Randy.
Well, no. Hear me out. Wait.
No, that's a good case.
He sold it because it's a bigger distribution company, and it helps put it... You know, it has a wider spread now, which he still has an investment stake in the company. He's just not majority owner anymore, so he's not the owner of it technically. But he sold it, and it was not because they were hurting for money, but he let go of it. I feel Mint Mobile, no OEMs, not OEMs. That's not what they are. What is the sellers that go that the small
NVMEs?
Yes,
oh, MVNOs.
Network.
MVNO.
Mobile
sorry.
Network virtual.
It's another
virtual mobile network
acronym.
Oh, my gosh.
These MVNO. Little companies that are using the technology that the big three have here, these companies are not getting bought out or sold the same way.
They're just disappearing. Like my
Sprint.
People's operator. The people's operator, my one-person cell phone company from like 3 years ago. They're gone.
Metro by T-Mobile or T-Mobile, yeah, that's one that they owned, but that was back when T-Mobile was extremely small still, and as they grew, and then they bought the merger with or the acquisition of Sprint, these AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile will always have their place in the cellular category in that sector.
Sadly,
because of the infrastructure that they have established. But now they are making their money not necessarily off of competition of these other people trying to offer better rates, but by selling to these companies their towers. You can rent them from me now, and you can lease my tower for as long as you want, and they have their they don't make most of their money off of us like that anymore. So Mint Mobile being one of those is doing just fine. Their competition isn't like they're losing money from anything else. They're not scared of AT&T or whatever. They are focused on trying to price something better than Visible or something like that. And that's competition, and competition's healthy. I don't think they're low on money. I think it's just a cool strategy.
And your reasoning, Nick?
What were we reasoning on?
Do you think Mint is money hurting for money?
Oh, hurting for money.
Are they hurt for cash, and that's
why
they did this?
They're not hurting for cash because, honestly, the data is so much cheaper than all these companies want us to believe. It's not
they
that.
Just sold like a $3 SIM card for $2,500. And the 4 gigs is probably a rounding error on the cell tower.
A lot of these companies, 4 gigs is totally just a rounding error. But they sell it to Mint Mobile in bulk. Mint Mobile probably buys petabytes of network time at a time from T-Mobile. And because of that, they get such a discount. Gigabytes are meaningless. They've been giving them away for like the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Like they just give it away.
That's
it
right. I forgot about that.
Mean anything to them.
That was a pretty good deal.
That's amazing.
It means a little bit, but you know, not a lot. It's the perceived value that the consumer base has, and that's where it is, because Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile have been charging, you know, $80 to $100 for the unlimited plans, right? And that's what everyone's used to paying. And then these disruptors come in, Visible Mint, $40 unlimited. Ooh, cool.
Because Verizon and AT&T are so bloated with retail stores.
I
was going to say their technical support tier system is absolutely garbage.
There's five tiers of customer support.
Exactly. They have to pay all these people who don't know what's going on there. So
their job is to elevate it to the next tier.
Just one dude at
Do you
top
have a problem?
Verizon.
Yes. Hold on.
Let me ask someone here.
I don't know what that is. That's just my motion for lifting it up.
That's you elevating the ticket to the next level.
Yeah.
But
hold, please.
But yeah, so all these companies are getting the consumer base used to paying a certain price. And for the same reasons that the airline industry before COVID didn't want to reduce the price of U.S. To Europe flights, just because if one of them reduced the price, then all of them would reduce the price and everyone would end up making less money. So they kept their prices higher than they could be, higher than cost, enabling each of the airlines to be a little bit more profitable. The same situation with these big carriers. And to a lot of extents, I mean, Verizon owns Visible. So like Verizon spun off this whole other brand just to be their budget brand, right? And they're trying to
So they own Visible?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Verizon owns Visible.
I thought they were just using their towers.
Yeah.
No. Verizon owns Visible.
T-Mobile owns Metro PC.
I don't think it's 100% ownership. I think there are some other investors, but it's a majority share. It's at least
That's 100%.
Interesting. Gotcha.
Yep.
Google I didn't know that. 50%.
Hey, Jamie, pull that up for me.
Yeah. Jamie, pull that up.
They're like, switch from Verizon to Verizon.
No, that's what I did, right? I was like calling up Verizon. Yeah. Like, you guys suck. I'm switching to you.
Hey, guys.
We're switching to Vision, and then it cuts to Verizon. It's the impractical jokesters laughing at the TV.
Nick is putting on his clown makeup.
Yeah.
You guys suck. I'm going to someone different.
Not that this is an entire podcast of ads, but Vision changed their policy recently. You were telling us about it, right?
Vision or Visible?
Visible.
Oh, sorry, Visible.
Sorry, I was thinking you were making a Marvel reference the first time you said that, and I was like trying to make that
Visible.
Work. Visible.
They gave you some hotspot thing,
Yeah. So, I don't know. I love to see competition, and I think it's really Mint and Visible going at it for that $40 unlimited market.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it used to be it was 50 gigs of unlimited data for $40 a month with 15 gigs of hotspot. And the unlimited data after 50 gigs, you got throttled to like barely enough to send a text message. You know how that works after you run out of data cap. So technically,
that's where I'm at right now.
But functionally, it was working. My problem was I use about 300 gigs a month, so that was a stretch to go down to 50. But evidently, a couple months ago, Visible switched it up so that it is now 100% unlimited high speed data. So I've last month I clocked 300 gigs. I was pretty excited about that on my phone, and it was on full speed. It is deprioritized, but I live out in the middle of nowhere, so I don't have a problem with that.
There's like three people on Nick's tower, so
it doesn't matter. And the most important thing for me, though, is they lifted the 15 gig hotspot requirement, which is amazing because now
that's a huge deal.
Literally as much hotspot data as I want, and 40 bucks a month is what you normally pay, but if you get in a family or a group or friends, I can't remember what they call it, but like a group thing,
which you can do with strangers, right?
100% strangers. Yeah, you don't share billing information. It's just you enter a code.
I love
in
that.
you just enter a code in. So if y'all want to join my club, I can let you know, but it's literally just you just need four people, and you can find those people on the internet.
Four people,
and
that could be anyone.
And then it's $25 a month. But if you convince your entire family to move over like me, and for some reason they really like you, I've been paying $5 a month for the past like 6 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Every time I see
that is the cheapest unlimited plan in the world, I think.
And $5 a month for paid me like
unlimited hotspot.
$500 or $600 in gift cards to move my family over to. So I'm like, you guys really lost
a lot of money. I just don't understand how
they
make money. Yeah, how do they? They are in the hole with the Ann Sweeney family for a good 7 years or something.
I think so. Because that's just that's one of the perks of being an early adopter. You know, that's people who have grandfathered into being unlimited supercharging for the older Model S's.
True.
One of the perks for the
that's true.
They're not going to make money off of them. Nick is right. I just pulled it up. Owned by Verizon, operates on Verizon's native 4G LTE network. So
wow.
With the exception of ownership, they are as good as Verizon with speeds.
Because they're Verizon.
It's
that explains why.
Because these other companies are like, oh, we use Verizon's towers. Like, yeah, but you're lower on the tower, so it's not as good. Yeah, like Comcast.
I haven't noticed
owns
a big difference with
Xfinity
that.
Mobile,
and I've seen studies that prove that.
It really depends. Maybe on where you with are, the. Though.
Yeah, I think the exception is if you're in a major city. If you're in a major city in a high traffic area, being deprioritized makes a big difference. But you guys know where I live. Like, I have not.
Cool Way Drive, YouTuber Street, California. Yeah.
Nick, now we got to mute this. So, I switched to T-Mobile a few days ago because I downloaded an app.
This is just the carrier.
Did you guys
episode.
See that?
I did. Dude, I was so
I
excited.
Thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
I did not see
I've
it.
I've never seen... Okay, Randy, this is what T-Mobile's offering. I know you're on T-Mobile, so...
Okay.
This is not a sponsor podcast.
Nothing
screw T-Mobile.
Sponsored.
I hate them. T-Mobile's the worst. Never use T-Mobile.
I do not... He does not speak for me, T-Mobile. I will vouch and take any sponsorship.
I speak for myself and Nick. As abusers of referral programs.
All right, let's hear it. What's going on?
T-Mobile has had an app for a long time called the Test Drive app. And normally it would require additional hardware where you would be able to get this little modem and try out T-Mobile where you are to see if the coverage is good and see if the speeds are good.
Yeah.
And then you would have to return this thing and they'd hold a charge on your card or whatever. Now... Through the Test Drive app, you download this application. It does not ask for billing information. You don't even have to make a T-Mobile account. All you put in is your name, your zip code, and your phone number. And when you put on the app, you can add an eSIM if you have an iPhone XS or later. And it gives you 30 gigs of data or 30 days of service, whichever comes first. So there's no hardware. You don't have to take your old SIM out, and you can continue using your already existing SIM. So you don't have to change your phone number. You can still text. You just set your cellular to be T-Mobile's, so you have a dual SIM. You have whatever your current carrier is, and then T-Mobile alongside it. And it doesn't cost anything. So basically, you download an app, you get 30 gigs of data. In the U.S., sorry, everyone outside.
Yeah, so you get... You download an app, you get 30 gigs for a month, completely free.
Whichever comes first. Like, if you use 30 gigs in 5 days, then the test drive is over.
If you use 30 gigs in 5 days, you are perfect.
Just for the sake of the example, I don't think I can even get it to 30 gigs, but if I don't use the 30 gigs, it ends in 30 days. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool marketing.
And I wish every carrier could do that. Because then you could ping pong between all of them.
1/3 of the year completely free?
I do believe they don't let you retry the test drive for 6 months after you do one. So that's 2 months out of the year you can have.
Two iPhones and you space them all out.
Yeah, that's
six
cheaper.
6 months apart from each other. Well, you just get like your drawer iPhone or whatever, you know.
But I was thinking, like, Randy has a backup 11 Pro.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He could literally download the test drive app, and it instantly now has cellular. And
without
he didn't
my
have
SIM
to open. He didn't even have to open the SIM tray.
It has eSIM.
No, I'm saying without me having to get a SIM.
He doesn't
SIM.
Have to do anything.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I think that's really cool, and it's such a good deal that they'll probably take it away because I think a ton of people will abuse that system like I am right now. I have no intention on ever using T-Mobile, but because I was on my road trip and we didn't have Wi-Fi at my parents' new place yet, I went through all my Mint Mobile data and I was like, oh, well. And then we got Wi-Fi, so I was fine. And I have Wi-Fi here, so I don't usually use much data when I'm at home. But for the times I am out and about, I was like, oh, I'll just get the test drive app. And that's my backup for those 1 or 2 months out of the year where you use more data than you'd think. Just to get the test drive. And when the trial is over, they don't have any billing information, so they can't automatically charge you or anything.
Dude, that's so smart. I just thought,
imagine if Verizon and AT&T started doing that. Everybody could just download an app and try. Well, it makes sense for them because a lot of people aren't sure if the towers or speeds are good in their area.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want to have to go to the store and get the SIM and swap it over and then see if I don't have coverage. Now you can just download an app and see if you have coverage and if it's good. And I switched between the two. I did a speed test with Mint and I did a speed test with T-Mobile and they were almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no change. So that's why when people are like, Mint is deprioritized, I'm like, great.
Mint said from the offset, though, that they're one of the companies that isn't deprioritized. They were able to use the same speeds as T-Mobile themselves. And I think that's
T-Mobile. Oh, they did?
Yeah. Yeah. Mint is actually one of the exceptions to the rule, not to T-Mobile, but to this whole industry, because I think it's a T-Mobile business strategy for them to get more people to come onto their network to use their infrastructure. So Mint was
it's not working for me.
It's not working. Well, I mean, you're using Mint now, and so you are using T-Mobile.
Yeah, but I'm not paying T-Mobile anything.
Yeah, no, that's between T-Mobile and Mint, but T-Mobile is still winning in this for that reason. Yeah. Mint.
They just created the largest family plan in the world called Mint Mobile.
Pretty much. Hey. That's how MVNOs work.
Everybody gets a cut of the pie, and you end up paying less regardless. Mint made, I think they did it on one of their like news postings. I was deep diving into the website prior. Mm. You know, I was thinking about switching over to Mint. Now I look at, and I'm looking at this list of all these other ones that are using all these networks and stuff like that. Mint and a few others, not the only one, but Mint not being owned by the carrier itself is one of the exceptions that they do not get deprioritized. T-Mobile lets them use the exact same speeds that T-Mobile themselves are using. Where T-Mobile perseveres and gets a leg up on Mint is T-Mobile gives you more bang for the buck. So they have T-Mobile Tuesdays where you get free stuff every week. You have 2 hours of free in-flight Wi-Fi on GoGo or something like that. They have international North America free. The whole thing is and the Caribbean islands and stuff like that.
All worthless.
So, but to some people, to me, international stuff doesn't bother me anymore because I'm not on the Mexican border anymore, so that doesn't hurt me any. But back when I was in San Diego talking to my dad and going, because he lives in Mexico, it was easier. It's an easier way to communicate with him, and there's different ways that you can market it and sell things, all of which I feel is kind of irrelevant as we progress in technology, because we, most of us, use Wi-Fi as our default first when we're home. When you're at work, different story. If you work in a industry that you travel a lot, different story. But it's very hard pressed to find a place that doesn't offer some form of Wi-Fi for you. So
my problem's never really been Wi-Fi or Ethernet connections. It's always been the speed of that data.
Fair.
For me, pretty much everywhere I've always lived, LTE has been faster and more reliable than the home internet solution until Starlink comes. Elon, please hurry up. So I guess I don't know. I would have to disagree with that, Randy. Like, I
disagree with
just the ambiguity of good Wi-Fi. I've had problems many times getting decent Wi-Fi where 9 times out of 10 I pull out my phone and there's decent enough service because I'm on Verizon and it's known to be better in the rural areas. I know T-Mobile has its strengths in the cities, but
in that sense, it's because you're choosing to use before Visible, you were choosing to pay that extra money for Verizon. It was worth it to you because it was either crappy carrier, cell phone carrier, or crappy Wi-Fi, and you said, well, I'm going to pay for not crappy carrier and pay a premium for it. And you found an opportunity to get a really amazing deal with Visible, and it's now, I mean, honestly, if I was in your position, I'd do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Forever, how long that lasts, and if people have this opportunity, they should do what you did. If they can't, I mean, it's you have to, it's the battle of less evil, or however that saying is, that people will have choose the greater of less evil, the lesser evil of the two. They both, there are places that things suck, you know. Drew's making a joke at the beginning about how electric company will, you know, we'll take your money because you don't, there's no, it's a monopoly, you don't really have a choice, you can't go to anybody else. Yeah, we'll take your money.
There's no option.
When you had Xfinity, you were screwed. It wasn't until Starlink starts coming around, I was like, yes, I have my out. And before that, it's like I feel locked, and that's how people get nefarious with their stuff, like, oh well, hidden fees and cancellation of that, and it's
just confusing account management.
Yes, and that's honestly what I love most about both Mint and Visible. Like, instead of me, because I'm the tech guy of the family, so I'm always managing everyone's stuff. And before, it was a big process. I used to just pay for the whole bill and not have my family worry about it. But after, I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. And we started splitting up the bill. It was like a spreadsheet every month to figure out who was getting what, because the taxes would change. And it was just always a mess. And now that everyone has their own account, username, password, they all are connected with their own credit cards. It's just like, it's so much easier now. I love it.
And you're using a lot of hotspot in replacement of Wi-Fi, which represents a different piece of the market that I guess Randy and I are not really a part of. For me, cell data is when I'm not at home. Or at anybody else's home, because when my father-in-law's in town, we're either at a friend's house or my grandma's place, and everybody's pretty much got Comcast except for me, and I use that Wi-Fi when it's available, and then when I'm somewhere in between, I'm using a little bit of data here and there, and even the public Wi-Fi at airports and stuff is, it's not great, but it's enough to play a basic YouTube video, text who you need to text, and you know, it gets the job done, and I just am no longer. I once was in your shoes, you know, when I first went YouTube full time. We had no Wi-Fi at my house at all. There wasn't even crappy Wi-Fi. It was just, we canceled the Wi-Fi plan and went all in on our hotspot data. Mm-hmm. And back then, it was truly unlimited, so it didn't matter. But my phone was just hot all the time, and I was racking up 200, 300 gigs a month or whatever. And now I can very happily live with 4 gigs a month because I hardly utilize it, especially when we live and work at home. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everywhere we go, there's Wi-Fi available of some kind. And it's circumstances and changed,
and
I guess.
That's the beauty of the free market, right? You know, you get whatever plan works for you. You know, I'm super thrilled that you get to pay only, what is it, $12 a month, $15 a month for 4 gigs? What do you pay with Mint?
Well, I pay nothing, but...
Okay. Well, Mr. Drew
won.
Abuser,
he won the game. Drew found a legal loophole, and he won.
Yeah, it's 15 a month for 4 month. Gigs.
Like, if you only need 4 gigs, that's way better than Visible's $25 a month. You know,
most
you're
of the people
use 4 gigs.
Yeah, most of the people I know on Mint are on the 4 gig plan, by the way. Like, all my friends, all my family who switch to it, and they hardly break the 2 gig barrier. They hardly ever run out of data. My sister, my brother-in-law, like I could think of 10 or 12 people in my personal life that have made the switch, and they all are on. I don't know anybody that chose the 15 or the 10 other than myself. But the only reason I got the 10 gig was because I had some referral credits, so it wasn't going to cost any extra. And I was torn on whether or not to keep Starlink or stay with Comcast, and Mint Mobile hotspot was going to be like my band-aid during the Starlink beta process. And I'm pretty confident in saying I'm past the beta process now. I know Starlink's technically still in beta, but it feels ready now. It's so stable. Yeah. It's so reliable. My wife works on it. I can do this on it. I can live stream on it. And it's improved drastically. Like when I first got it,
dude,
and I did a 1 hour live stream.
I am proud to say Drew has not Starlinked once. Yeah. And this is me jinxing it. And Nick has, but this is, it's great.
How long have we been FaceTiming?
Since 3 hours.
Over 3 hours now, haven't Starlinked yet. And I know it's only going to get better over time and only get faster. And in hindsight, if I would have known that it would have been stable and all figured out and perfectly working by July, I probably would have gone with the 4 gig plan. Mm. But I just didn't know.
Sure.
I wasn't sure how long this beta period was going to last, where it's a little bit unreliable, so I default to a hotspot when something goes wrong, because I knew Starlink was going to be limited user base. So if you canceled, there was no guarantee that they would take you right back. Yeah. And Comcast was always going to be there. So I was like, yeah, I'm get rid of Comcast right now and hang on to Starlink during this bumpy process. And Mint Mobile's just a little bridge to connect me. But next year, I'll definitely switch to 4 gigs.
Okay.
I think
25 years, though?
25 years? I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Coming full circle. 25 years? Don't know. So, new Apple products, huh?
Well, if you do want to bring it back to Apple, I had a question.
Okay.
Why
please.
Don't you think, if Ryan Reynolds can do this in VMO carrier things where they piggyback off of the major guys, why don't you think Apple gets into this and starts roping it into the iPhone?
One word. Antitrust.
Yeah, it's probably good. How about you, Randy? What do you think? It's a good answer.
One word. Almost said it. Caught myself.
You cut out for a second.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, sorry. I Starlinked there for a second.
Starlink's a little bumpy.
I said, what do you mean Apple get into what with their iPhones, as in
Apple making their own carrier?
Oh.
So what's so special, like, what's so special about Mint Mobile that they can come
literally
up with
nothing.
These great,
I mean,
cheap
sorry,
options
Ryan
and
Reynolds.
Apple can't? Apple has, I think, I could be wrong, but I think Apple has more money than Ryan Reynolds.
Dude, wait. We could have Craig Federighi be the face of the new Apple Mobile. Oh my goodness. We could have Drew
said, You said it so calm. I might be wrong here, but I think Apple might have more money than Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I mean, like, imagine if Apple just, you know, they like services. They're getting all into the services game with Fitness Plus and all that garbage and TV Plus, and they're trying to look for more monthly revenue, and like their biggest top selling product is the iPhone. Why not get into the carrier game? It feels like that would go hand in hand directly with their best-selling product, and they could tag that right on, offer it a way better price, and only make it available for iPhones. So you could be like, unlimited data for $25 a month, but you have to get an iPhone. Antitrust.
They should do this.
They should.
Yeah. Oh, we lost Nick. Yep. I know this face. I've seen this before. Yep, I know.
I know this face.
I know what's going on.
He already answered.
Yeah, he already answered. So I can talk. Don't worry. I won't drag it out for 40 minutes.
You mic hog.
Wow. I'm sorry if I'm trying to fill dead air while Nick is...
How dare you review the product that you got?
How dare you? Which I forgot to get my B-roll. I returned the product and I completely forgot
to get my... No one's going to make Beats.
No one's going to buy it. Yeah. Anyway.
If someone needs B-roll of Beats Buds, they're going to buy them. They're not going to not buy them.
That's right. This is true. Yeah. No, Apple should do this. Apple, I think that's an amazing idea. If they could do it with the credit card and Goldman Sachs, it's the exact same thing.
Oh my God!
Oh. It's the exact same thing with Goldman Sachs being the actual issuer and stuff like that. The infrastructure can be done with the exact same thing, and go full circle.
You could offer it with Apple One.
You could offer
it's
with
built in.
Ooh! And if they want to exclusivity this, they go back full circle with the launch of it and only make it on AT&T.
No, ooh, no.
Nah.
It's a joke.
They use everyone. They rent every carrier.
That would be amazing.
That's how they avoid the antitrust thing. They're like, well, we are paying Verizon and AT&T, and they can use the eSIM technology to not have to ship any SIMs, and that when you're on...
Remove the SIM tray.
And, well, no. And in the background, iOS can... And remove the SIM tray, yes. But and in the background, iOS...
Minimal ports!
And in the background, iOS can be looking at which carrier is the better reliable connection, and it just switches to that one. So it's like, in the background, okay, T-Mobile's better here. So now all of your traffic's going to be over T-Mobile.
Dude.
Wow. Why haven't they done this?
Call the bank.
We can't be the first ones to think of this.
Hey, but now we are the first ones to say it out loud. We can claim it like our idea. Hey, that's us. Woo! Our branding's recognized again.
Especially if they roped it in with the Apple Card. Bro. Mainly because that's the only Apple service I like and use.
It's the same concept. They have a parent company. Well, not parent, but they have somebody they're actually working with behind the scenes.
What if you could choose? Here's something I would do. If I could... No more cash back.
Okay.
Apple keeps all their 2%, 1%, 3% cash back, but they give me free phone service.
So the more you spend, the more data you get.
Mm, that sounds like the more data you spend at Apple, the more data you get.
If you buy the
Mac Pro wheels, then you just get like an extra 3 months
unlimited
of service.
Data. Yeah.
Then you return it, and
we would all have XDR Pro displays by the end of the month. We would all have it by then.
Apple, keep your cash back, but give me gigs instead.
I don't think it's a good. It's an interesting concept, Drew. I like where you're going. I just don't know if gigs is a fair enough currency yet.
Is gigs a fair enough currency? These are the questions we should be asking,
dude.
This is it. This could go so interesting. I'm just shocked. To me, it feels very obvious, right?
Right.
Like they're best-selling hardware, and they're looking for services to tether to their best-selling hardware. And this is something everyone who buys an iPhone has to deal with as a carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't Apple just kind of slide in there?
They can.
And say, we're the carrier. So when you're at checkout or you're pre-ordering... There's no unlocked or locked anymore.
You can save steps on the checkout process. You can get your phone that much quicker on Mint pre-order night.
If you buy it like eSIM only, basically, there just won't be a SIM tray anymore. That would make it look so much cleaner.
Johnny Ives is changing his shorts as we speak.
If you didn't have a SIM tray.
One less thing.
Oh, that would look so good. One less thing. Apple's favorite
We have
words.
One less thing.
Less thing.
No SIM tray.
I'm trying to think of a good reason, and I can't think of one, honestly.
This,
like, why wouldn't Apple do this? For a while, my answer would have been the infrastructure to become your own carrier is too expensive. But now that I'm seeing so much hype and so much growth with Mint Mobile Invisible, and they're just renting out pre-existing carriers.
I was reading a list that had, I think, over 100 just in the... I don't know if it's U.S. only. There's no way it can be only U.S., but...
I mean, let's be honest. Apple has their money to build their own infrastructure if
Absolutely.
They wanted, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just maybe they could, it's not a good use of that money right now. Maybe they're like we're more focused on
News Plus, gifts.
Yes,
that's the future.
Apple should honestly stop. I mean, granted, I know everything happens at once, but stop trying to do the whole autonomous vehicle or Apple Car thing for a bit. And really focus back on the iPhone itself, because this keeps your best-selling product relevant. And
they want to start using their own modems in the next couple of years. Imagine if they were designing the modem and the tower.
Vertical integration.
Okay, here's a question. You know how you have the carrier name in the corner that says Mint or T-Mobile or... What would it be if it was Apple?
It'd be an Apple
nothing?
Logo. It'd be the It'd little be Apple that. Logo. It'd just be...
I think it should be nothing. It should just be the cell bar.
That's fine.
There's name.
I'd take that, too.
Apple logo works, too, but...
Yeah, but honestly, no, now that you say it, Drew, I think having the logo software-wise, just always on your screen. You're using an iPhone. It's an iPhone exclusive thing. It doesn't need to be there. The logo's on the back. You know what I mean? Like there's your logo.
When you switch to the Apple carrier, the name just goes away. It's just
it goes back to the circles, and that's your signal strength. iPhone 6 it.
How many balls do you have? That's what we used to say.
I normally have two. Normally.
It's like, man, the connection's pretty good here. I have five balls.
During the winter time, I don't have any signals.
We used to say that. I remember saying that in high school.
How many balls?
Thanks,
do you
iOS
have?
7.
Thanks, Johnny.
Hey, man, how many balls do you have? Oh, no. All right. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, so we're onto something.
I think this is a good idea, and I'm mad at Tim now.
For not doing it? Yeah.
Tim, why haven't you got on this? Ryan
Let's
Reynolds
go even
beat
more
you to
full
it.
Circle, because I like loose ends being tied. And when they do all this, they should talk about it on Apple TV+. Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Welcome to the well-polished like episode about everything.
I think... Ryan Reynolds would fit very well into a Apple keynote. Apple.
Absolutely.
Ooh, totally.
Apple buys Mint.
Craig and... Could you imagine having Craig and Ryan on stage right next to each other? I would die.
There's too much sex in
there. I would be gay at this point. Full-fledged gay.
Full-fledged.
That's how this works, right?
I love it.
Ryan Reynolds would blend in really well with that. He would add like a level of comedy, but Apple would have this production value and the great angles and the panning, and he would just be like...
They would work with Ryan's advertisement company that he has, that production company, and it would just... Dude!
And they'd fit product placements into Apple TV Plus shows with Ryan, you know, on like some TV ad in the background at the airport, you know, just like in a TV show. In the background, you see Ryan Reynolds doing an ad for Apple Cellular in the background on his TV.
You get exclusive Deadpool movie, like Deadpool 3, with the amazing spatial audio Dolby for the... It's a whole thing. It's a whole vibe.
Do you think Apple doesn't do this because they make so much money from Verizon and AT&T? And they have their own contracts behind the scenes, and maybe that's why? Hmm.
If we're talking logically,
it's like the same reason Apple doesn't make their own search engine, because Google literally pays them billions to do nothing.
Please don't. Google pays them please don't money.
$14 billion check, and please the don't. Side note says, please don't.
That's it. That's the please Apple's don't. Like, okay. That's the Jeb Bush. Please clap.
Please clap.
Please
they
don't.
They literally get billions of dollars to do nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
So the Apple search engine... Even if it made $5 billion through ad rev, I don't think it would. But even if they did, it would be still make more financial sense for Apple to keep Google as a default.
Every contract has an end date. I mean, they were not exclusive to AT&T after year 3. So everything that has a beginning has an end, Neo. So it's only a matter of time.
Now that I'm thinking about it, that's probably it. I bet they just... Verizon pays a bunch of money to get all these iPhones like day
one. That's how they get them $30
pre-order. That's right. They offered them all those discounts. That's a fair point, Nick. They're too close. They're too tightly knit. They kept their enemies closer, you know. So,
oh man,
they're like, why bother?
This is crazy. I
Craig Z, Randy.
This is Craig Z. This is Craig Z. All right, that's a little too Craig sexual for me, but
and you could test drive it really easily, you know.
Oh,
built into the settings app.
You wouldn't need to though, because it's like literally all three of the carriers in one. So
yeah.
All we're asking for was LTE for Macs, and what we get is a new carrier.
Okay, yeah. If this doesn't come to a MacBook, then I'm going to be sad.
Mint Mobile needs Mac OS. That's the running thesis here.
Nice.
You found a way, you sneaky son of a...
Oh, right of time. Coming back together, Drew. You're doing a great job.
Mint Mobile needs Mac OS.
Ask not what your operating system can do for you.
I'm still on board about this Apple Bank thing that will come.
Why doesn't Apple start making a grocery store thing makes... and a gas station and a supercharging location and...
And there's just apples.
It's just apples. B&L, please. B&L at
And they call it an Apple store.
It's just all the different varieties of
And apples. All they have is Macintoshes.
Yeah, there's just Macintoshes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's amazing.
Alrighty. Well, do we have closing thoughts, gentlemen?
This needs to happen. That's my thought.
Actually... Please, Tim.
I agree.
And Craig.
Make your own carrier with a referral program.
Let's make this happen.
Yeah. Call us.
Apple doesn't need a referral program, but I would like one.
Yeah, can we get one to abuse, please?
I would have a pro display if there was a referral program by now.
I would be a sellout. Absolutely. I would be an Apple sheep sellout.
Even more so than we already are.
Yeah. 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 Oh, you see nothing yet.
You think we've been Apple sheep. The past few years. Imagine if we actually had financial gain from being an Apple sheep. Oh my God. It'd be amazing.
I am not above being a sellout. No.
I can be bought.
Everything has a price.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Air Power's dead.